2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. The World Series, of course, as we just mentioned, being played in a little bit different format, of course, because they're playing this thing in the state of Texas, and they had kind of a mini bubble for the different leagues as to where they're going to be playing. And right now, Clayton Kershaw is winning the battle for the Dodgers into the bottom of the fourth inning. The Rays are trailing 2-0 to the Dodgers. So
you know who's at the World Series
game,
right now?
Game one of the World Series. Who?
My high school football coach.
Oh, look at that. Was he a Dodger fan?
I didn't know he was he's a football coach. I didn't even know he even
I didn't understood. Know he liked anything but yelling at us kids on the field. That's
right.
All I thought. I'm interested.
Can I tell you really briefly what they used to do to us the very first day of football?
Should we bring in like a therapist for this? I feel like there should be some sort of a professional here.
So, at the end of the very first practice,
yeah,
lined everyone up on the goal line,
sure,
on the football field. You would jog up 5 yards,
yeah,
and do an up down.
Okay,
you do that every 5 yards.
So you'd go, you'd have to run back and then keep having.
And you'd go to the 5, up down, 10, up down.
Oh boy,
all the way down the field.
You get to the other 35 and you about want to die.
No.
And then you've got more to go.
Oh, do you want to know how many more you have to go?
You have to go back again.
Again? How about 10 times?
No, you didn't.
1,000 yards of up downs.
Scott, you don't have enough time in the season to do that kind of conditioning.
1,000 yards of up downs.
This is one of those you told your kids, and the tail got bigger and bigger.
No
way you did 1,000 yards of up downs.
You know what? I'll text him, and I'll text you what he texted
He's
me
at the
back.
World Series, all right?
Well, we just wanted to weed out the guys that didn't really want to play.
Because you couldn't, didn't everyone. Really cut anybody in football, like, yeah.
Yeah, everyone wants to quit after
man.
That.
My goodness.
My arms didn't recover for years.
Well, and you're the guy, and you're the guy that they need to have stick around. What if you would have said, I'm done? What if you would have said, this is too much for me? They go, okay, all right, everybody settle down. Bring it in.
Our senior year, we said, could you please let us take over the conditioning? And they did. They let us condition ourselves at the end of practice.
And you know what? You guys were state champs. Wait, were you?
Yeah.
You guys won? Okay, good for you. So here's the deal.
Well, you act surprised or something. Really? You guys?
Oh, my goodness. What are the odds of this isn't a what are the odds, but Springville winning the
state championship
this year?
Slim and none.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to give
you don't
it
think
the,
they're going to you don't
I'm
think
I'm going to give it the Devin Lloyd 0.
Oh, wait, hold on a minute. But you can't be because look, you get a win in this first round, maybe you get an upset in the second round cuz they're favored
Lloyd,
in this first one.
Devin Lloyd 0.
Hold on, hear me out.
Devin Lloyd 0.
Then you got a couple of COVID games that get you through.
Well, if
and then
someone
suddenly
cancels,
you're in the final.
Yeah. Could you imagine the state championship?
State champs, they don't play the last three games. Yeah. Oh, everybody gets COVID. Oh, my heavens. Because that's what happened this week. Some of these high school teams got hit with – they got hit with forfeits.
Yeah.
I think
Fremont, Uinta.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Uinta matchup, I can't remember who they're playing on the 5A side of things. Or on – I can't remember
it
who
it was Stansbury.
Well, either way, they marked that down in the book as 1-0. I mean, at least give it a field goal. Right. You know what I mean?
Like, or a safety.
Something.
For the purpose of safety, we're not going to let you play this game.
We're going to play one game. So in the books, it's going to say forfeiture, 1-0 over Uinta. I do feel bad for these kids, man. I mean, because it's a no fault of their own. I mean, it was Mountain View. I think it was Mountain View. That was the other one was Uinta was supposed to play Mountain View. And, yeah, it turned into a 1-0 win
That's right, it was Mountain View.
So there are going to be a couple of these along the way. The crazy thing is will the big teams allow themselves to be honest enough to say we have X amount of cases that they have to report? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If those cases hit Corner Canyon, what are the odds that those kids just don't show up at school suddenly? They're off the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that there are ways that a lot of these coaches are trying to get out of this thing, and that is I heard youth coaches where we live now say, if we know about it, wink, then we have to stop playing. So it's like if you have a fever of 99.1, you're off the team for a minute unless you're the starting quarterback. Okay. Jumping in here, we do have a true-false I want to get to. Scott, it's an easy game. We just go true-false. You and I will go back and forth. I'll start.
Okay.
True or false, BYU fans would rather play P5s with losses like a 3-2 situation like we had in our troll poll tonight, or the current 5-0 record and the national buzz. True or false?
I believe that's false. I think they like the attention.
Yep.
And the only reason BYU is independent is for money. Because really, they would be if BYU could be in a conference like the Mountain West, which I know is not a great situation, but if they're doing well like Boise does every year, they're going to be in the national conversation all the time, and they would be. They would be, and I think this season shows out.
I think
so.
Spencer Linton said it last night too, where he goes, "This just the feel for BYU fans right now versus being 2-3 last year or 3-2, you know, on a tough schedule." You don't care that it's a tough schedule. All you look at it is to go, huh, I guess we're going to have to wait for them to get bowl eligible or whatever. I don't know how happy we're supposed to be about this whole thing, but the place where BYU fan is mentally right now, they would 100 times pick over being 3-2 against quote-unquote Power 5 teams. Now, if we were smart and we threw in a beating Utah right off the bat but still being 3-2, that might sweeten the pot a little bit. But BYU fan would still pretend like Utah doesn't matter, and they would say 5-0.
All right. Yes. I got one for you.
What do you have?
True or false, Dallas Cowboys will struggle to win games with Andy Dalton at quarterback.
It's true because we already saw it. So he threw 54 times for 200-and-something yards. It didn't matter because Andy Dalton isn't the real problem here. You want to lay it at Andy Dalton's feet, fine. But it sounds like the coaching staff and obviously – Ezekiel Elliott losing two fumbles. After the game, he sounded like a bumbling baby, Scott. They were asking him about what led to the fumbles or what's going on, and he just did this like, I actually don't know what happened. And then he went into full, like, I want to apologize to my family. He's like goes into this weird apology mode.
You wonder if something's going on in his life, outside of football.
Well, maybe it's the fact that he lost Dak Prescott. You know, I mean,
right,
to be gone the rest of the
year.
That's a real emotional blow to these guys in their offense. So they're going to struggle to win games. They're already doing it. The question is, are they going to be above 500? The answer is also no. False.
Well, it doesn't matter because they're going to win the division anyways. But I'm going to say this is true.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say it's false.
Oh, okay.
So it's false. I don't think they'll struggle to win games. I think Andy Dalton's a good quarterback, and he'll get better and better. And
yeah, the question for me is, if we change it to will the Dallas Cowboys struggle to win games, the answer is yes. Is it going to be Andy Dalton's fault? No. No, it's not. It's going to be everybody else and Andy Dalton. All right. True or false, Scott? The Jazz would trade Rudy Gobert for the number one overall pick this year.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Here's the thing. On a normal year, we might know who the number one pick would be in our heads, and that would be really like –
Do we even know who that's
That's the
be?
Thing is, I mean, are you impressed by somebody who I don't know their name, but they're the number one overall pick?
What is it, like November?
Yeah, they're coming – like mid-November, they said they were going to look at the –
So that's pretty soon. I mean, November's coming up. We do have a presidential election here pretty soon.
What?
I know.
That's also kind of a mock draft in a way.
Would you rather –
Apparently, it's going to be this Anthony Edwards kid out of Georgia.
I'd be really tempted.
Listen.
I would be so tempted.
He's a 6'5 guard out of Georgia. 19 years old. His freshman year at Georgia averaged 20 points a game, 6 rebounds and 3 assists a game. But is that what you – I mean, you'd have to trade Rudy Gobert, though. You right. already know what you get with Rudy Gobert. You have no idea what you're getting with these rookies.
You trade Rudy Gobert. You get the first pick. Maybe he's one of these athletic, you know, scoring whatever you got there. Mm-hmm. And then you bring back Derek Favors.
You know who the third pick in the mock draft is that I've been looking at? LaMelo Ball.
Yeah.
He's actually good. He's supposed to be the good Ball brother.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the guy that we're impressed by.
Didn't his dad say that Lonzo Ball was better than LeBron?
I don't care. Yes. How's that
There's
working
your
out
true,
for?
True or false question.
He didn't win a championship. If he would have been around one more year, he would have won a championship. Instead, he's at the Pelicans. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We've got our We've got our MVP list, or is it the he's so poo-poo list? You'll have to find out when we come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.